Sharing the Wild. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We feel real positive about the future.
You know, no matter what your pleasure is, hunting, fishing, or just enjoying Tennessee's wildlife, Ed Carter, Executive Director of the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency, says the future is bright for this important resource for our state. And the agency, particularly in the last few years, has made a concerted effort to work with the state's farmers on issues dealing with wildlife.
It's an extremely important relationship with us. We recognize 90% of the land in Tennessee is in private ownership. And obviously, the agricultural side of that is very similar to what we do to replicate the wildlife habitat on our wildlife management areas. And knowing that wildlife's on and off both of those, it just makes sense that we have to coordinate those efforts. And when their population levels get too high in certain areas, we need to address that. And also in those areas where we're trying to change our management habitats to be more responsive to not only the wildlife but the people in that area, we need to go to the people, and that being the Farm Bureau that represents that side of the agricultural community.
The TWRA, working under the direction of the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Commission, has quite a job to manage and maintain the fish and wildlife across the state. And Ed Carter says while they will never be able to satisfy every farmer or every citizen when it comes to wildlife issues, they are continuing to improve their management of the land and water resources to benefit all Tennesseans.
There are a number of species, though, because Tennessee has the greatest diversity of any inland state in the nation. There are so many species that are on a list that's called critical habitat and critical need. So we know that there are some that are never going to be hunted or fished for, but they impact how the land's managed, and we're doing our best to keep those from becoming an endangered species, and that's part of that whole program as well.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.